Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of spiritual ecology and the shamanic and spiritual practices that promote well-being for all beings. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share insights and practices to get ready, get rooted, and get real about your health and the state of life on planet Earth. We'll explore the wisdom of deep ecology, look at some sad truths about the disappearing more than human world, feel into earth-based practices and teachings, and take action to help restore the wonder and magic of biodiversity to our world. I invite you to discover your passion and power, to unlock your inner wisdom, and to connect with our earth family as you map your own path to service. I am a white woman recording on the Adirondack hunting territory of the Mohawk Nation of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, ceded in 1797 without council approval. I acknowledge that my presence here is the ongoing legacy of settler colonialism, which includes the exclusion and erasure of many Indigenous peoples. I also acknowledge that this land I am on was once shared with species that have been eradicated by those settlers, including the Eastern Cougar, the Canadian Lynx, the Eastern Elk, the Passenger Pigeon, and the Gray Wolf. Settle in now, and wherever you are listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Become aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now.
In previous episodes, I'd been promising that I was going to be offering virtual shamanic Reiki trainings in the new year. I'm happy to announce that registration is open for Level 1 on Zoom on three consecutive Wednesday evenings beginning January 10th. Check the show notes for the link to more information and all that good stuff. This is the beginning level for both Reiki and shamanic practices, but some folks come to learn one and get a refresher in the other. The Reiki part of shamanic Reiki is taught a little differently from traditional Usui Reiki, at least the way I first learned Reiki. So I encourage anyone who has an attunement but hasn't practiced in a while to do Level 1 again. If you're looking for a Level 2, that virtual class is coming at the end of February and will be up on my website by mid-December. Shamanic Reiki Master Practitioner will begin in April. These classes are always announced in my email newsletter, so get yourself on that list if you aren't already. The link for that is in the show notes too. In the United States, we've just had our Thanksgiving holiday. My socials were filled with folks enjoying family get-togethers and sharing what they were grateful for. Despite the yuckiness around the story of the origin of the holiday, which doesn't acknowledge the exclusion and erasure of America's Indigenous people that followed the so-called first Thanksgiving, I think gratitude is a good thing. It's nice to have a holiday for that. What I don't often see, though, is someone being grateful for their privilege. To be honest, I didn't express that either. It's hard to say, I'm grateful I have more than others because I have the advantage of being born white and middle class in a social and economic system that favors me and oppresses others. My stomach clenches just saying it now. I'm grateful I have more than others because I have the advantage of being born white and middle class in a social and economic system that favors me and oppresses others. It makes me uncomfortable to hear myself say it. You might feel uncomfortable hearing it too. Okay, I just paused the recording to get myself together because I thought I was going to barf. This is not easy stuff, this privilege acknowledging business, especially to record myself saying it and putting it in a public podcast. But it's important that we do acknowledge it if we have it. And even though it almost made me toss my lunch just to say it, I am grateful for it. I hope you can acknowledge and are grateful for any privilege you have, because I appreciate knowing there are like-hearted people out there who are ready to put their privilege to work for the well-being of all beings. And we should put it to work, because there are many persons, and I'm including the more than human persons in this. There are many persons who don't have that kind of privilege. It's how we get from gratitude to the giveaway. My very first oracle deck was Medicine Cards by Jamie Sams and David Carson. I've had it for decades. It was also my first experience with animal spirits and their meanings. It's done from a Native American perspective and was my introduction to Indigenous spirituality as well. I don't usually share from Native American teachings because I don't have sufficient knowledge to do them justice or really permission to pass those along. Several years ago, I put the medicine cards away in favor of decks that feel more authentic to my own ancestry, which I feel better about sharing. But there was something about what just came up for me in my Thanksgiving musings around gratitude and privilege that drew me to the book that accompanies the medicine cards, and to Turkey in particular. I haven't looked at it for a long while, but what's written about Turkey was spot on for what I was feeling and thinking. According to the authors, Turkey is called the giveaway eagle. They write about the philosophy and practice of giveaway, which is the deep and ceaseless appreciation for sacrifices made by yourself and others in everyday life, and a willingness to make those sacrifices. I'm going to read a few sentences right from the book. So these are Jamie Sams and David Carson's words. People in modern-day society who have many times more than they need should study the noble turkey who sacrifices itself that we may live. In turkey's death, we have our life. Spectators unfamiliar with the cultural phenomenon of the potluck or giveaway ceremony are often mystified by it. A tribal member may gladly give away all he or she owns and do without in order to help the people. The person who gives away the most and carries the burdens of the people is one of the most respected. My intuition clearly drew me to that deck and book because this message was so on point. I'm recording this on the cusp of the month of December, when I'm mentally transitioning from November's focus on gratitude to the theme of resourcing. When I picked that theme, resourcing, I was thinking of the introspection that's invited during the darkening days, and using that for a contemplation of the resources we each have available. They're the resources to work through whatever comes up during that inner dive, like the energetic tools I teach and use myself from shamanic Reiki, as well as meditation and writing and other things. I found that all that gratitude we cultivate during Thanksgiving is useful here. The practice of being thankful for all those resources helps us remember that they are there when we need them. But this turkey card came into my awareness, and now I'm thinking about paying more attention to the resources we can share and how willing we are to do that, really. I have no expectations that anyone listening is going to give away everything they have and do without. If you do, I honor your turkey medicine. When you and I have enough to share, we do, it's true. I click on those Facebook fundraisers all the time. But I'll admit to being judgy about some of them and scrolling by. And to pick one and say, here, have it all, I can do without. I don't think I could break away from capitalism that easily. Like, I try to imagine what it would be like not to have an internet connection. I depend on it greatly to bring my work into the world. It's a resource to be thankful for, but I can't have it without participating in the system that gives me privilege. When I bring to mind historical figures who have actually given everything away, or try to imagine someone doing it now, I notice the skepticism that arises. Nobody has that much faith in their fellow humans that they wouldn't be afraid of starving, right? Not in the culture I'm in, for sure, right? I mean, I would be afraid. I've been in tight spots financially and felt that fear a little bit. And that's with family support to fall back on if I got desperate. And there was fear around that, too. How would I be judged if I had to go crawling home to my parents? Would they express doubt in my ability to take care of myself in the future? Would their criticism and doubt translate into self-doubt? Would I be so fearful around that I wouldn't try to support myself again? It's a privilege just to be able to ask those questions, I know. And I did face some criticism and doubt when I had to rely on my family. But I wasn't crushed. The insecurities became part of my shadow work, and I can at least recognize them for what they are when they come up. What I really can't imagine is the fear of not having a place to crawl home to, or someone who would make sure you had enough to eat, even if they had to sacrifice a little bit of their own, or of being so broken by the experience that I couldn't resource myself ever again. To not have anyone around with turkey medicine who would sacrifice some to help me out. And that's just human fear. What must it be like for a more than human being to suddenly lose all their food or places to shelter because a machine just leveled their forest ecosystem or filled in their wetland? To have all the insects they ate sprayed with pesticides. The level of suffering built into our systems is intense. And whatever turkey medicine shows up doesn't often extend, ironically, to the turkeys or any other more than human beings. I think about this stuff a lot. It's only because I have resourced myself well that I don't lose my shit 5 times a day. And I am constantly checking in with my helping spirits to work out what's mine to do in this predicament humans have gotten all beings into. They show me the giveaway. I suppose I can blame them for having a house full of turtles and no money for emergencies. But really, that giveaway is one of the practices that keeps me from feeling completely overwhelmed by grief and shame about everything, especially the way we treat the earth and her wild ones. And it's how I put my privilege to work, sharing some money, some time, and my voice. And I can share my self-care resources with you, with the hope you can keep yourself together and you will think about this stuff too. The world needs you. So thanks, intuition, for the nudge into this topic. It's right on as we transition from Thanksgiving into the time of holiday gifting and charity to make the shift from gratitude to the giveaway. Maybe you haven't given as much time to gratitude as you'd like to. And we can all benefit from 10 minutes of really focusing on gratitude in any case. So I'd like to share a meditative gratitude practice I put together a long time ago for a Thanksgiving Day yoga class. You may want to have a pen and paper or your journal so you can make a list of things you are thankful for. Then get yourself in a comfortable seated position. If you're writing, start to list as many things to be thankful for as you can. If you're stuck, notice if there's anything in simply living that you can appreciate, like the ability to breathe, to sleep, to smile, or to feel, to taste, to laugh, to love. Keep making your list for a minute. And if you're not writing, that's okay. Just let that list come into your mind. Now, if you were writing, put your pen aside and adjust your seat if you need to. Lengthen your spine without too much effort. Close your eyes. Allow your breath to flow at its own pace. Listen to your breath, feel your breath, following it in and out, in and out. each exhalation, let go of whatever is not part of this moment. If you notice any tension in your body, let go of that as well as you exhale. As your body relaxes, open your mind again to all the things in your life to be thankful for. Let the things you listed flow back in. You don't need to think hard or concentrate too intensely. Simply let them flow into your awareness as you remember them. You may find some new reasons to be thankful start emerging into your consciousness. Let them join the others. Feel the sensation of gratitude and remain aware. Silently give thanks for each thing as it comes to mind. And each time you give thanks, gently smile. Open to obstacles, challenges, and difficulties you're thankful for too, because they provide you with opportunities to learn about yourself and about others. Each time you say thank you, smile. Each time you say thank you, smile. Feel the gratitude in your body. Allow your experience of gratitude to expand gradually past the boundaries of your skin into the room and out into the whole universe. Your gratitude touches my gratitude, touches all our gratitude. Feel the energy of gratitude filling the universe. Now just sit, immersed in the gratitude that's filling your space and the universe, and listen to your breath flow in and flow out. In and out. Gently come back. Come back to the awareness of your body, touching whatever it is you're sitting on. It may feel good to move your hands and feet. Anything else that wants to move or stretch. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Thank you.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of My Shamanic Life. Check the show notes for the links I mentioned this week. And remember to like and subscribe to get weekly episodes in your feed with more practices, teachings, and actions so you can get ready, get rooted, and get real about life on this planet. May you find wonder and magic in the beings around you this week, and practice walking gently on our earth each and every day.